This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden will travel to the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin Thursday, just 2 days after President Donald Trump toured the damage left by civil unrest in the city of Kenosha. Wednesday, Biden is accusing President Trump of turning his back on the coronavirus pandemic and instead focusing on stoking passions in American cities. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
At an event in Wilmington, Delaware, Biden focused on reopening America's schools safely.
This is a national emergency.
But says the Trump administration has no plan.
Mr. President, where are you?
He was in another Wilmington, North Carolina, where he barely mentioned the virus, but instead talked about protests featuring violent mobs, whom he says must be met with force.
These people only know one thing, and that's strength.
A day after the president visited Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is reeling after the police shooting of Jacob Blake, Biden says he'll visit tomorrow. And unlike the president, his campaign says Biden plans to meet with Blake's family. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Germany says prominent Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was poisoned with a Soviet-style nerve agent. Navalny, a critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin, was transferred to Germany after falling ill from suspected poisoning. He's in intensive care in a Berlin hospital. A German government spokesperson said Wednesday blood sample tests produced, quote, unequivocal evidence, end quote, that Navalny had been poisoned with Novichok, the same agent used 2 years ago to poison a Russian defector living in Britain. European leaders searched for the strongest possible terms to denounce the attack, with French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian saying it was, quote, shocking and irresponsible. This is VOA News.